Alma chapter 44. In this chapter, we continue to describe the battle that was going on between Moroni and his Nephites and the Lamanites. And again, we have to keep in mind that there is some difficulty in this discussion because we're not discussing people who are true followers of Christ and have really centered their life on Christ. In fact, they have a belief in Christ and they do believe in their religion and all. It's just that they have not centered their life, we'll say, either on their religion, which means centering it on Christ. And so the Lord is stirring them up to some degree. But nonetheless, on the other side, they are, to a degree, a righteous people. They believe in righteous principles. They do worship God. And so so when they talk, they do have the support of God and all, but this is not to the degree with which the Lord wants, and they have allowed some iniquity to be amongst them. Well, so therefore, again, when we're discussing these things, we're talking about a lesser order or a people who are not fully righteous, and that's why they're in the war in the first place. In the first two verses, Moroni, then we're continuing that battle, Moroni has surrounded them and he withdraws. And he says, I don't want to be a man of blood. And we're not desiring just to go spill your blood for bravery and courage and all the other wonderful things that are supposed by the Lamanites. We are just defending our people. And then he explains the two sides of war. And he says, on the one side, you're evil because you desire power. That is going to be repeated over and over again, and then he says that you're angry at our religion. And what about our religion? Well, our religion, remember, destroyed the Lamanites' craft, meaning they wanted power in men or men to be in control, and so again, it's really another power question. Men want to have power and dominion over other men, and so this is what they were against. And this is what angered him, and he's just pointing that out. But then Moroni says that they have faith in Christ, and that this is why they had gained power over him. Okay, and again, Moroni continues to mention his religion or church, and again, this is actually not a real good thing. It actually shows slightly part of their problem, meaning that their faith was not totally in Christ. They had it kind of diverted out again. It was being a little bit into the church and a little bit in religion and a little bit in other things. But what is the religion? Religion is the information we receive that takes us unto Christ. What is a church? A church is a group of the true followers of Christ. And so it's all been said there, but you can see this kind of reflects some of the problems that they were having. Their minds are kind of dispersed amongst some slightly false concepts there, meaning that they don't see it all centered on Christ. They kind of think there's more to it than just Christ. And this is what, again, why they're being stirred up to get their minds totally onto Christ. The only way they're going to win this battle is when they are totally and completely on God or on Christ, and that's when they won't come to him. That's when the Lamanites will not come to war with them anymore. And I think you'll see as we go throughout the Book of Mormon that Moroni will begin to focus more on Christ directly. But nonetheless, they do have right on their side. And we're still not talking about they're not after power or doing anything malicious to the Lamanites. All they want is peace. But they list all the causes of why they're fighting, why they are fighting Nephites, the just and right causes. Now this is important to us because if we want to go back and study these, we could then say yes, these would be just causes. And mostly it could all just be summed up as freedom. Freedom for the family and freedom to do what they want in the land, freedom to worship the way they want it. So it just really was talking about freedom. And again, that is the basic thing of the Lord. And if we stand up for freedom and care for it, the Lord will help us to have that freedom. And so he was helping them win the battles, but nonetheless, having to go to battle at all was stirring them up in remembrance of him. So then Moroni offers them that they can live if they will just leave and promise not to come to war again. And the leader of the Lamanites says that uh, He will give up his weapon, but he is not going to take any oath to not come to war again because he does not believe that it's God that has spared him. They've just been lucky in this battle, and he says that your trick worked. You know, he says it's your trickery and your armament. You know, and that's what's done it. It wasn't any God, and also remember that Zarahemla. And these men, they believed in a God in their way, and so all he's really saying is that the same lie that we'll hear from others in the future that we believe in God too, and God's not showing you anything more special. Remember also that one of the reasons that Zarahemla, or one of the excuses Zarahemla could have is they had to destroy these men because they were blasphemous and they believed in having these personal relationships with the Savior and growing up to actually live with God and be one with God and therefore, as they like to call it, be God themselves, and so they called that blasphemous, and so they could always say this was a religious crusade that they were on. And again, you know, this is not explicit, but we do have that in other places to say when we saw when the saints, when the true followers of Christ were killed, we saw that they were that those were the reasons, and so we can very well suppose that these were the same things that were used by Zarahemla and the Amalekites and the Zoramites to stir these people up. Well, then, so therefore, nonetheless, Moroni says, well, then, all right, here's your sword back. Let's go ahead and finish this battle then. And Zarahemla gets mad and wants to kill Moroni, and his scalp was cut off by one of the soldiers, Nephite soldiers. And so therefore, so then the Nephite soldier takes the scalp and says, okay, this is going to happen to you if you don't give us a covenant of peace. Now, the important thing there is not this terrible battle going on, but again that the soldiers were only desirous for peace. Again, if you care for only freedom and peace, the Lord will support you in that, and he will give you strength during your battles, but what the Lord wants obviously to be the final end though is for you to turn unto him. Well, at that point some do respond, but the rest keep fighting, and then the rest not keep fighting then begin to fight after the other some respond and take the covenant and leave. Many fight, and then many of them are killed, and so they see. So then the rest become fearful, and they then enter into the covenant and they leave. Now again, this is quite difficult to read some of this because we're trying to just glean out what's important to us. Well, the important things to us is the desire for freedom. Do we desire to have freedom, or do we desire to have powerful governments and things that dominate and have power over men and give other men power? Do we desire powerful big businesses and powerful churches, and do we want men to have these power, all this power? Is that our goal? And again, we have to say yes. So we're seeing that this is showing that this is an unrighteous cause, and it is going to lead to destruction and a problem, or the wrath of the Lord will come down on that. But the other thing is, what should our desires on the op should be? Just for peace and freedom, and that's not freedom is not of a land or of a country. It's of an individual person, as he said. That's why when he's talking about freedom, he talks about families, and he brings it down to it's an individual or a family thing. It's not a country thing. It's a thing that individuals have. So these are the things we get out of it now, but nonetheless, when we talk about the battles, whether or not we can have a trickery or not in it, and so on and so forth, and when it's right to be in war, well, we're not in war a lot like right now, and we don't feel people coming against us because of our religion. Well, I guarantee you that the reason that the world is against the United States is because at least we do have enough freedom here that it does allow us to worship Christ. And develop a relationship with him, and so they'll destroy the whole United States just to get the few followers of Christ, just like they'll destroy the Mormon Church just to get the few followers of Christ in the Mormon Church. They'll destroy any group they can if it contains the true followers of Christ, and that is what the devil does inspire people to do, and that's what he'll be against. But I do want to make it clear that it might seem difficult to study this portion of the Book of Mormon because we're not going to comment on the details of these battles and these wars other than to just tell the story, that the important thing is the details will become important as the last days unfold, and this book will be a handbook. It will tell us how to fight these last wars, and that's what we're supposed to think about right now. Do we have faith in the Lord that we believe that this book is true prophecy of our last day and does to give us important information? If we believe that, then it is exactly like when Moroni, although he wasn't at this time, we'll just say he wasn't truthfully, he hadn't developed his own relationship with the Lord yet. He at least would believe in Alma's, and he then would then went to Alma, and he would then follow what the Lord told him to do. Well, okay, and do we then believe the Book of Mormon, and will we follow what it tells us to do in the last days and right now? And that begins by now believing in it and believing that it will be a handbook for those times. Because if we, again, after these things happen, is not the time to then say, okay, now I believe in the Book of Mormon. We should be studying it now, and it'll help us be prepared all the way. And again, that is the point. And we'll study, and we'll, and the only comments that will be made will be to pull a few of these things out, make a few comments about how it's showing prophecy of our last days. But again, I have no, we haven't began these battles yet, so I cannot exactly explain the. Or give comment on what all the details are that it's trying to make us aware of, but we will should have faith to turn back to it at the when these battles do come about. And I do prophesy to you that I know that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, and it is prophesying today, and that it will be our handbook for the last days, as our present prophet, President Benson, has said.